everyone, and welcome to Kansas City Actors Radio Theater. I'm Shauna Pena Downing, your host for this episode. K-Cart is proud to present the second radio play of its new Amplify series, where young playwrights have the chance to experience the process of producing a radio play from start to finish. This week, we'll be hearing the second winner in our contest. In Vietnam, in 1946, a medicine man receives a visit from the spirit of his father, who warns of danger to come. The spirit insists that the medicine man find a successor soon, but with only a daughter left, who could he possibly teach to be the next medicine man?
In the 100-year span of a human life, talent and fate are always apt to strife. Through experience of a harrowing change, what we witnessed filled our hearts with tearing pain. 'Tis not a wonder that heaven gives, then takes.
Open up, best friend!
Oh, not her. Coming.
Old man! Hurry, hurry, I'm cold! Don't look at me like that. It's cold.
Go sit down.
How are you, Mr. Medicine Man?
I'm fine. Sit. I need a cup of tea. Do you want one?
Yes, please.
Joe, make some tea for me and Madam.
Will do.
So what's bothering you?
Where do I begin? I mean, my husband doesn't pay attention.
No.
Yes, really? I get better conversations out of the neighbor's water buffalo.
You know, that's not what I'm asking.
Well, it's been impossible to get any sleep lately.
All right. Elaborate.
It's that stupid dog. You know the one. Speaking of which, I have a theory.
That's not what
I'm... Just listen. What do dogs do when they see someone strange? They bark. I think Ong Nam is bringing a mistress home when his wife is out selling bunbo. Poor her.
Are you done? If that's all, there's nothing I can do.
Well, also my stomach hurts. And I can't, you know.
What?
Poop.
Ha! Well, point me to where it hurts, exactly.
Here.
Mm-hmm.
Nixoy, Nixoy!
Joe!
Greetings, madam. Here's the tea.
Set it on the table. Do you get nauseous?
No, not really.
Let me look at your tongue and say ah.
Ah, how's it looking?
I haven't gotten a good look.
I'm sorry, can you hurry up?
Stop talking. Chow, stop snooping around already and pour Madam her tea.
Oh yes, my bad.
All right, you can put your tongue away.
Here you go, Madam. Careful, it's hot.
No worries, I got it. Thank you.
Not a problem. Let me know if you need anything else.
Hold up. Let me get a good look at you.
Wow. Oh no, is there something wrong with my face?
No, you're beautiful. It just, you look exactly like her when she was young.
My mother?
That's right. If you grew out your hair, you would be a mirror image. Seriously, don't you think so, old man?
All right, that's enough. Chow, head back. I'll call you if I need anything else.
Yes, Ba. And madam, would you tell me more about my mother sometime?
Of course. We used to be best friends, you know.
Great. Well, call for me if you need anything.
She was not.
What?
Your best friend.
How would you know?
She lost 3 days of sleep just hearing you talk.
That was one time. I had important news. My sister's...
Anyway, what you have doesn't seem like anything serious.
Good to hear.
Here are the instructions for the medicine I'm giving you.
Hey, what's your opinion on Western medicine?
Huh?
You know, the stuff the French brought over. They say it's more advanced. Have you tried it?
No.
I have.
Nice.
I prefer your stuff.
Thanks.
My family has been going here before I was born. Oh, do you know my mother's family settled here because of your family?
You've told me that.
My grandfather traveled all over looking for a medicine man who could save my mother. All the other medicine men turned her away except for your grandfather and father. They saved my mother. They're the reason I'm here. In this room, with you, right now.
Well, then I wish they hadn't.
That's not funny. You cannot say stuff like that, especially about those who's already dead.
You're right. I'm sorry. Here are the instructions.
What horrible handwriting.
All right. I'll go get the medicine.
Did something happen?
Your father is just so... Ugh.
I'm sorry. He's been so stressed.
He said he wished that my mother had died, and that I shouldn't have even been born. Can you believe that?
Oh, why would he say such things?
I don't know. That father of yours. No wonder he's losing customers.
Please forgive him. Ngayo for my mother is coming up, and around this time he gets irritable.
I see. How long has it been now since she passed?
8 years.
Isn't your birthday around this time of year too?
Yes, 7 days from now. I can grab your teacup if you're done.
Here. How old are you turning?
19.
Ah, you're getting to that age. You should consider marrying my son. He might be a little short, but his smarts make up for it.
I will consider it. Speaking of which, how is he doing? I heard he joined the resistance. The Viet Minh.
Where did you hear that?
Bahua at the fish market.
She has such a loud mouth. Don't laugh at me. It's serious. She shouldn't be telling people that.
Well, I won't tell anyone.
Good. Chao, you want to learn medicine, don't you?
How did you know?
I have a gift for picking up on things. Have you asked him to?
I'm not a man, so you know.
Well, here. This is my prescription with written instructions on it. I have a stomach ache, and I can't poop. There might be something useful there. Still, if things don't work out here, you could always come and be my daughter instead. Hide it!
What is going on in here?
Just talking to the girl about my handsome son. You want to hear about him too?
No, thanks.
I'll head back now. Thank you.
Bye-bye. What a good girl you have. You better treat her well.
What did she whisper to you?
Don't be so nosy.
Whatever. Here is your medicine.
Could you tell me how to take them?
I've written it. Where is it?
Oh, it's in my pocket, but I'm not too good at reading, you know that. And my son isn't home to help either.
Your key isn't balanced and you're running hot. Eat more cold food like fruits and greens. The medicine is already portioned out for you. You know the deal, brew it a little longer than you would tea. The coriander and ginger in there should clear up your stomach. It'll be a little bitter, but make sure you drink it all, 2 times a day for 2 weeks. I included some chamomile to help you sleep.
Could you write that down? Just kidding! All right, how much?
100 piastres.
Ouch! Come on, how about 80?
My price is my price.
My price is my price. Did you forget what you said about my mother? I think I deserve a discount for that.
90.
I'll take it. Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, hey, before I leave, consider this. Your daughter, my son...
No.
Well, let me know if you change your mind. Goodbye, best friend.
Ciao. Come out here. Did you get enough food for the ceremony for your mother?
I just need to get some flowers tomorrow.
Here's some money for it.
I have enough.
Just take it. It's for your birthday, too. Now leave me be.
In Hue, as the sun sets, so does the stage for the orchestra of critters. The crickets with their violins, the snakes with their flutes, and the frogs with their cellos. Indiscriminately, they would perform for the street vendors, the farmers, the ox, even the intrusive Frenchman. After a while, they all fall asleep. The medicine man was sleeping at his desk. His daughter, Chao, again, beside him on the floor, studying her father's medicine journal, absorbing as much of the family's knowledge as she can, with a candle that could hardly produce heat, let alone ample light for her.
Joe, tell me what you're doing here.
Oh, I was just checking on you. I had to make sure you weren't cold.
Now what's the real reason?
I was reading the journal.
This business is not meant for you. Furthermore, it will soon be obsolete.
That's not true.
This is not up for discussion. You are not permitted in here at this hour, and you know that. Now leave. Something burning. The journal.
What have you done?
Who's there? Stay away.
How dare you throw a journal at me?
Stay away.
Don't avert your eyes. Look at me. Look at me, you ingrate. Look at what you've done. Tell me what you see.
A charred figure. Scorched. But who are you?
Look closely.
Those eyes. That voice. Father.
Listen.
No, no, no. I'm dreaming.
What is this journal to you?
A journal is a journal. Ah! What do you want me to say?
This is your lineage, our legacy, our roots. It is me, it is my father, and his father before him. Yet it's burnt and thrown like trash. I'm done letting you do what you want.
When have you ever let me do what I wanted?
My head! Do as I say. This is the only way to save our lineage. The only way to save our legacy. The following week, a man will come here by the name of Vu Van Vuong. Save him. As payment, he will give you his daughter's hand in marriage.
What are you saying?
With her, you will have a son. Teach him young, around age 7. This knowledge must be passed on, but he cannot leave this family.
I don't want to.
I wasn't asking.
My head. What's happening to me?
You will do it. You will do it. Do you know how many people could only wish they had this knowledge? It's priceless.
Maybe 50 years ago.
But it's worthless now. What are you doing to me?
I'm making sure it doesn't end with you. You'll do it! Say you'll do it!
No!
Why? Why, you ingrate, you fool? Have I not given you everything I had to know? My life, our lineage, our legacy, all for you to throw away!
I'm not you. I didn't want to be a medicine man. You bounded it onto me with thick metal wires. Even though I didn't want to, you made me swim through that sea of expectations. I thought I made it across, but here you are again.
There isn't much left. All you need to do is pass it down to this son. Listen to me. The American war is coming. You have to act!
American war?
I can't explain it to you. I don't have the time. Please just do what I've told you.
If I had this son, he's better off studying Western medicine. In fact, that Vu guy would have a better chance at a real hospital.
We have 200 years worth of research and practice.
They consider it a primitive practice.
It is the root of our lineage. It's our history, you foolish child. You chose to see it as something that held you back, instead of a foundation to help you grow.
Can you tell me with certainty that my future wife and son won't die in this American war you speak of?
I don't sense it happening.
Could you have sensed it back then?
Back when?
When my wife was murdered.
Yes.
So you sensed it, and didn't appear to warn me.
What could you have done to that Frenchman? Plus, she could no longer bear a child, and you needed a son.
You're right. I understand now. I'll do it. Hand me the journal.
Good. Here.
I don't sense another medicine man in our future.
What? What are you doing? My work!
My head doesn't hurt anymore. I'm no longer bounded by you. Get off of me!
Give me your hand. You don't deserve these fingers.
Let go! What are you doing?
Ma?
No! Get him off me!
Who? Oh, your fingers! How did this happen? The journal, didn't I?
Take it.
She cannot.
And burn it.
What?
Zhao, my child, you mustn't listen to this fool.
She can't hear you. You're my curse.
Who are you talking to? Oh, your key must be messed up. What do I do? What do I do? Tell me how to help.
The journal. It's cursed. Burn it. Go.
But...
if you want to help me... go.
No! Stop! No!
Heaven's never in favor of anyone who is bestowed with both talent and fortune.
Stop, are you fool?
Don't mind me. Burn it!
Zhao, please hear me. In your hands lay our lineage, our legacy. My granddaughter, please.
I can't.
I'm ordering you.
But I need it to be the
next... You will be the next nothing if you don't listen to me. Burn it.
But...
in 10 seconds, if that journal is not burnt, you're no longer my daughter. Moat.
How can I burn our family work?
Hi.
4 generations worth of research.
Bah.
People will need it. It can do good.
Bon.
Another war is coming.
Nam.
It has been hard for you. I know that.
Sao?
I've been too hard on you, my son. I'm so sorry.
Bai?
Ba, stop counting, please. Just hear me out.
Tam?
Save Wu Van Wang, just as I told you.
Jin!
Let me help you. Teach me medicine.
Mui!
She's not capable. She's just a girl.
Yes, I am, and I can prove it. Wait. Did I just hear you say what? Was that who you were talking to? Grandpa? Where are you?
You will see me. Once you make true of those words, prove it.
Test me.
What?
Ask me something only a medicine man will know. I won't look at the journal.
That would be pointless.
Yin types of illnesses are manifested by symptoms of cold, interior pains, and deficiency states. Am I right?
That's common knowledge.
Then ask me something harder.
Are stomach pains a yin or a yang illness?
Easy. Interior pain. Yin.
How do you cure it?
Just get some sawtooth coriander and ginger. Brew it a little longer than tea.
What do the sawtooth and the ginger do?
Sawtooth coriander stimulates appetite, soothes stomach pain, and the ginger speeds up emptying of the stomach.
Where did you learn that?
Grandpa! It's really you!
Zhao. Protect that journal. For us. For me.
Grandpa, what's happening to you?
My time here has run out. My son, teach her.
Didn't you say you didn't want it to leave the family? What if she gets married? Would they trust a woman with their health?
Do they not trust their mother to nurse them?
It's not happening. Give me that journal.
No. Grandpa said I must protect it.
You don't want it.
Yes, I do. It's all I've ever wanted. Your fingers. Let me go get the material to patch it up. Show me how to help you.
I can do it myself.
Old man! Old man! Wake up, it's my son! Wake up!
Well, you can't do this yourself.
Oh, anyone, please, help!
Go grab my medicine case. Listen to me carefully.
The Medicine Man, featuring V Tran, Ivy Bui, Erica Crane Ricketts, and Paul Kim. With direction by Shauna Pena Downing. And sound design and engineering by Thomas Newby. Written by Hugh Bui. Kansas City Actors Radio Theater is made possible with support from listeners like you. Our program sponsors are the Richard J. Stern Foundation for the Arts, the Estelle S. and Robert A. Long Ellis Foundation, Arts KC, the Missouri Arts Council, the National Endowment for the Arts, Theater League, and the Breitenthal Schneider Foundation, with a special thanks to Mark and Valerie Andrus. For information about supporting Kansas City Actors Theater, visit kcactors.org/donate. I'm Shauna Pena Downing, and until next time, stay healthy and stay tuned. Hi, this is Shauna Pena Downing, the host of this episode. KCART is bringing you something special, an interview with the playwright. From our Amplify series, we have Hugh Bouie with The Medicine Man. How are you doing, Hugh?
I'm doing good.
Oh, great. Well, we're going to get to know you and this play a little bit, so I have some questions for you. My first question is, what got you into writing, and how long have you been writing?
I have not been writing very long. I've always been pretty unconfident in my writing because English is my second language, and throughout school, I felt like I was not a great writer. When I went to UMKC, I took a playwriting class just like for fun, and I turned out to really like it. So
that's awesome. What inspires you?
My people, the Vietnamese people, and my family.
That's beautiful. Do you have any influences that you rely on or you look up to?
Some influence would be like just the Vietnamese culture in general, but one particular author that has like intrigued me a lot was, his name is Viet Thanh Nguyen. He wrote the book Sympathizer.
Awesome. What's the book about?
It's about this double agent during the Vietnam War, and he's a North Vietnamese spy, but he's like working for the South, and he went to America with a group of South Vietnamese soldiers and generals, and it's just his life living as like a double agent in America. It's kind of interesting.
That's awesome. Well, that makes me wonder, what made you want to tell this story?
Well, I remember hearing about my great-grandfather, who was a medicine man, and how he was killed before he could even teach his craft and this lineage that he had. He was a medicine man for four generations. And I was wondering, but like, my grandmother was alive, why didn't he teach her? But then she told me like, I was a woman, and you know, I can't possibly do it. So I just thought, maybe what if she didn't think like that? Maybe she fought for it more, or the time changed. I don't know, just a reimagining of what happened.
Yeah, that's an incredible place to write from, right? A reimagining of a day in the life or a moment in someone's life. One of the things we talked about when we were going through this episode was how much your family's history is a part of this story. Do you have hopes, or are you excited to continue writing the stories that you shared with me in regards to like your family's traditions and histories?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I mean, I feel like something that I personally think, and I feel like a few other people, once they hear it, it's really cool. You know, like our family, there's a bunch of crazy stories. Like I have in the vault of just my family. And yeah.
Did you always want to be an artist?
I don't think so, but maybe when I was a kid, I'm pretty sure I did, but once I moved to America, I think slowly, like I was persuaded not to, kind of by just being in America and like just being an Asian American. I was like kind of told I'm good at math and I'm good at this and that, and maybe the engineering field might be good for me, or the doctor track is good for me. You know, like growing up, I thought those were my options.
Yeah, and how do you feel now that you're able to be an artist and kind of create, knowing that maybe your family or the people around you wanted you to be more of a traditional career?
I'm happy, and I don't necessarily blame my family or anyone who wanted me to be a traditional or like go the secure or whatever route. They were just, you know, they lived through a very hard time, like through the Vietnam War, through like being an immigrant with no money. So they just didn't want me to, like, you know, suffer or like feel like live in a, like, not live without money. They know how hard it is, and they think like, oh, there's no money in art. But I'm glad that I get to do it, though. I mean, I now that I'm doing it, I feel like I couldn't be doing anything else. Like, I would be so bored if I did anything else.
Yes, art is so creative and involved with your life. It's kind of hard not to be bored, right? What work do you enjoy doing most? I know you're a playwright, obviously, and you're an actor. Is there one or the other? Is it the same, or is there some other art forms that you enjoy as well?
That's a hard one. I think I enjoy playwriting more than I do acting. If there were more like stories about Vietnamese people out there that I can act in, I think I would really like that. But currently, the landscape is like, I'm not playing a Vietnamese person, you know, like when I'm acting, I don't get to like tell the story of my people. I have to pretend to be something else. And when I'm playwriting, I get to be whatever I want. The story can be about whatever I want and whoever I want it to be.
Yeah, that's incredible. I love that you brought this to Cake Cat, because we don't hear stories of Vietnamese people or the culture very much in art. And it's very incredible. A lot of the history and stories that live in that culture, which made me fall in love with your work. And that made me really excited to see what else you start to produce. As a young artist, how would you like to see the arts change during your career?
I want it to change in a way of like, I hope it moves forward. I want it to move forward, because though I love like the Chekhovs, the Shakespeare, the Tennessee Williams, like those are all amazing writers. But I feel like especially since like theater is kind of graying, like I think we need to be telling story that like resonate with the upcoming generation, the younger generation, stories that like that we haven't heard before, story of BIPOC people and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, that concludes our interview for Cake Cart's Amplify series. This is Shauna Pena Downing.